Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 42 of the Function Get Option Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show with your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my buddy, my co-patriot, my pal in Michigan, Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. How are you, Adam? Thanks, everybody, for being here. Let's get started.
Wow. Wow, that's a weird something. It's so weird to hear somebody else say that. And to tell you the truth, and to hear you say it, I hear you, but I don't hear me. We're testing a new little podcasting system here. So
yeah,
always experiment. It's going to be always experiment. Always trying to make things better.
Right? The lengths we go to serve our listeners, it's amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, all that studying I've been doing, the Scantron, the number two pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have any of those since you were homeschooled? Do you know what that even is?
Yeah, they were doing that when I was in college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had to use the Scantron things. Okay. That was actually my first encounter with them.
How about Blue Books? Did you have those in college too?
Blue Books. You mean like what you use to estimate the value of your car?
No, like that's Kelly Blue Book. But I'm going to talk about like what you write essays in.
Oh, nope. Never heard of it.
This is the Blue Book episode. We're going to call it from now on. I'm going to call the episodes based on a keyword. It's called a Blue Book episode.
Sure. Whatever works for you.
Or the Kelly Blue Book episode. How about that?
That's even better.
Yes.
What's new in your world?
What is new in my world? Not a whole lot. I got some feedback on the other show that you mentioned earlier, because I did a week behind the scenes. Right. Of my day to day, and apparently I wasn't enough of me for you. I don't know what that means, but
not enough for you. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you told me about it. I guess maybe I should subscribe to that show someday.
Yeah, it's okay. Do what you got to do. And actually, by the time the show comes out, I finally got my ebook written and up and available for download so people can sign up and I can build my emailing list.
Wait,
so
What?
I pulled together 101 tips and tools of the week from the Kitchen Sink WP podcast out of the 200, and it's a free ebook to download. So you can go to kitchensinkwp.com.
Wow. That's pretty big, man. Distributing an ebook? Wow.
Yeah, I'm doing an ebook, yeah. So, and by the time anyone hears this show, I am already back from California and Phoenix. So, trip was good?
Was it?
I guess I don't. Yeah.
All your ribs are intact.
Yeah, thank God, right? Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so what's with you? What's you were interviewed on a show, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Jeff Large is a pretty busy, prolific podcaster, and he invited me to be on his show. He was doing a series on membership sites, so we talked a little bit about those. I talked a little bit about Restrict Content Pro, some of the lessons that I've learned during consulting, and the times spent at Sand Hills Development, just all about membership sites, the challenges people have with them, the confusion sometimes that people have when they're trying to figure out what they need, whether it's a membership site or an e-commerce site or some hybrid.
Right.
So it was a good discussion. It was kind of fun. That'll come out, I don't know, eventually.
Right on. Where is Jeff based?
Jeff is in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, he's close.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we've gotten to know each other at events.
Nice. And I see, are the Olympics still going on?
They just started last night.
but when this episode comes out in about 10 days,
How long do they last? I don't know.
Did you see that one athlete that got that one medal because of that one incident?
Oh, that was just like a shocker. Yeah.
Right.
We're talking. Yeah. The future news. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there was just an incredible upset and nobody saw it coming.
Right. Huge.
Everybody's talking about it.
Everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We watched the opening ceremony last night and it was pretty.
I missed it.
It's the Olympics are always, I don't know, fascinating just to watch all the countries walk in. And
so can I tell you? So I had Olympic aspirations. This is something people don't know. I used to ski a lot, 35, 45, 50 days a year. Even living in Southern California, I used to go to local mountains, but also go to some far mountains in Colorado and Wyoming and, Taos, New Mexico. I would do some traveling, but I would do some downhill racing. I was pretty competitive. I was actually asked to be National Ski Patrol in Southern California for one season, and I was honored and flattered. But since it was a volunteer based position, I was in college. That wasn't going to happen.
I always pegged you as more of an ice dancer type.
Well, that was in my second half of my my Winter Olympics career aspirations.
See, I thought this is the type of guy. Yeah.
But also I swam. I was a pretty competitive swimmer too. So for summer and winter Olympics, I really had some aspirations. But honestly, my parents didn't. They had no interest. I love them to death. But there wasn't a whole lot of support to take things up to that next level. So kind of a bummer.
Oh, that is kind of sad. Man, you did a lot of stuff.
I did. I was very fortunate. Very blessed. Still am. So
yeah. You're still doing a lot of stuff. Like
I am.
Like,
still blessed.
Too much, probably, still.
Maybe, yeah. But yeah, I was a GS guy. I was a giant slalom. So I pretty much had no fear, except for when I did tweak a knee based on hitting a running off the course, hitting a mogul. Not a mogul, but more of an edge, I guess. Lost an edge and then ran into the pole of the lift line, the ski lift.
So. Did it take your breath away?
Wow. I'm not going to even touch that one.
Really into high-speed collisions, among other things.
Something like that, yes. So, hey, no fear, right?
Anyway, this has been What You Didn't Know About Adam Silver.
Yes, and thank you. Good night, people. All right, so there's also something here in the show notes you added. I guess you wanted me to read this?
We had a couple iTunes reviews that we've not acknowledged.
Yeah, a couple iTunes. So this one says, their intro says it all. Some great and some not so great advice. This was sent in by Josh Ebby. Kyle and Adam do an awesome job. So Kyle and Adam do an awesome job answering listener questions and providing just the right mix of great solutions and entertainment. They cover new topics and happenings in the WordPress community as well. Great listen. So thank you, Josh.
Yeah, very big. Thank you, Josh. We appreciate the review.
And one more. This one's from CCL2748. I love that name. Oh, man.
So clever. Do you get the joke?
Oh. Yeah. The title is Funniest Show in WordPress. These guys are hilarious every time. Love the music. They know a lot about WordPress. Awesome.
Super cool. Yeah. Well, listener, if you haven't left a review, we appreciate it. We'll call you out on the show eventually. And it will warm our hearts and make our
day. It really does. I mean, I'm seriously like, wow, that's I mean, Josh, I know. CCL2748. Man, I want to meet that person. I really do.
So, yeah, reach out. Too. Yeah, what's happening in the news?
So WordPress 4.9.3 came out 2 weeks past after this episode comes out, but on the day later, 4.9.4. That is the fastest update to an update I've ever seen.
There was a problem with 4.9.3.
There was. Yeah. The 4.9.3 introduced the issue of auto updates not updating.
It got weird.
Yeah. It's like, how do we fix this? So, yeah. So
the core team was scrambling, man.
I'm sure. Can you imagine? Yeah. Like, I mean, so is the core team is technically all volunteers, right? Are there any actual employees? Did anyone lose a job over this?
I wouldn't know that detail, but. Right. Yeah, many of them are on the payroll of an employer and tasked with working on core. A lot of automaticians and a variety of other companies have employees just donated to working on core.
Does Sandhills do that?
No, we're a small team, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm just
giant public companies like GoDaddy with like. One or two, I don't know, a couple.
Okay.
And we're like 13 people.
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
it. I could say something, but I choose not to. If you have nothing nice to say, then don't say it at all.
Very wise. Let's move on.
Okay. Also in the news, WPCLI has a new version out. Version 1.5 now lets you verify the integrity of your installed plugins. And do pretty much anything you want with WP config. So just those are two of the main release things with the new release and highlights. Pretty
That's cool. I was using WPCLI yesterday for some tasks.
I was not.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. And actually, my guest on Monday on the WP Roundtable show that I have is Daniel Bakuber, who is the maintainer for WPCLI.
That's right. Yeah. I love WPCLI. It just sometimes you forget that it's there. You don't forget it's there. Just you got to know when to use it, when to fold them, when to hold them.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. All right. People in the move changes. What do you got?
Let's see. I don't know anyone who has really changed jobs or moved on to anything new, but over at Sandhills, I mentioned in a previous episode that we were looking for support help. We had a careers page open for kind of the first time ever. And through that, we are now trialing 3 part-time support techs for Easy Digital Downloads. So they started on Monday. They just finished up 1 week. It's going really well so far. The team has been discussing just like what a big difference this is making. Oh my goodness. A bunch of us are like, hey, we can actually get some work done now because other people are handling support. It's a very exciting time for us.
Very nice. Yeah. I didn't apply.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. You're lost. You're lost.
Clearly. anyone else moving that you know? I don't think there's anyone else that I know. No one else is making a move that we know of. All right. What you wearing? What you drinking? What you reading?
Right now, I'm sporting a WP Engine hat and a Restrict Content Pro t-shirt. I just finished another mug of coffee, my second today. Whoa.
You are wearing a hat. It's backwards because you think you're 9 years old. Okay.
Nice.
You didn't get the memo that adult men don't wear hats backwards?
Yeah. I got the memo.
Even CCL2748 knows that.
I go my own way. All right.
Yeah, you do. And what are you reading, you said?
Reading. Oh, I've been flipping through the latest edition of Toastmaster magazine.
Nice.
I don't know if they send it to me. Sometimes I open it up. There's good stuff. Yeah. Anyway, what's up?
I too am on my second cup of coffee. Whoa, Blossom.
Yeah. 2 cups. Ooh, yeah. Crazy. Ooh.
And I'm actually wearing a shirt for the very first time ever. One of your favorite shirts.
Yeah, I love that shirt.
I've never worn the shirt. And today was the day. I don't know why. I've had it for like 2 years. WordCamp, Northeast Ohio, half sleeve baseball style.
Yeah. 2016 probably?
2016. Yeah. I'm digging it. Gray arms, white base. Purple print. I don't know. I'm a fashion mogul.
It looks good. It takes at least like 3 months off of you. Wow. Like you look way younger.
This is our last show, right? And I'm 3/4 of the way done with another book, Richard Branson's book, The Virgin Way. I read his other one, one of his other autobiographies. He's a fascinating gent. Sir,
never heard
actually,
of him.
Sir Richard Branson.
Yeah. Right.
Check it out. It's a good book.
All right.
Yeah.
I might.
So, hey, Kyle.
What?
Guess what time it is?
Is it time to binge watch Whose Line Is It Anyways while eating leftover goulash with a spatula?
I'm pretty sure you had that written ready to go. Nope, it's not. That's right, people. It's questions time. Woohoo! You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Are you ready, Kyle? Are you ready? Because here they come. Here they come.
Okay.
First question is, I'm going to ask you this one. This is from Leslie Sorrell. She would like to know, what techniques do you guys use when you have so much to do, you're frozen to inaction or into inaction? And then, need to reboot my brain or something. P.S. Do you know of a VA or a WordPress savvy assistant who can use some extra work?
All right. That's great, a cool question, Leslie. Yeah. Can you relate at all, Adam, to how Leslie feels?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I all the time. Like this week, like, I have a lot to do. I'm about to travel. And what do I do first? So I was watching some shows. I'm watching Bull lately. Have you watched Bull?
Bull? No.
Yeah.
No.
Should I? It's okay.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of nature shows. Those are my favorite. Aww. But I'm getting through episodes of Marin and Comedy Bang Bang. And we're a couple episodes away from finishing Breaking Bad.
Oh, nice. Nice. Cool. So do you have an option here? I have 3 options.
I've got a bunch of options here. Leslie, the first thing I tell you is when you feel this way, just quit. Walk away. We've got one life to live, people. And there's no reason we need to go through it feeling overwhelmed and stressed. Whenever the going gets tough, walk away. End of story.
Okay. So what are my options? That's a good one. I mean, it's an option. But my other one is I create fake Facebook profiles and sometimes on Pinterest also. Because I create the person, the avatar, who I think I want to be. And just thinking that person helps me get out of my own little rut.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you come up with that? Like,
I'm up to 72 Facebook profiles, fake Facebook profiles, really.
Whoa.
And 16 Pinterest ones now. I mean, most of the ones on Pinterest, you know, I am quite the Martha Stewart of the area.
So you might want to get help, actually.
What do you got? You got another option for her?
I put on a warm blanket and make some tea. Maybe grab a space heater. Because it's Michigan, and we sometimes literally get frozen into inaction.
Oh, yeah. It's true. Yeah. My option is I collect dust bunnies. It's a good way to reboot my energy because I think of myself like on the floor, walking around the carpet and looking at the vents. What am I doing? This is meant for somebody beneath me. It puts things in perspective. I get back to work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all need perspective.
Right. Dust bunnies.
Yeah.
Huh. You have any more?
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see here. Sometimes, you know, we all feel this way for sure. Sometimes I have days where I just put my head down and just like, I can't do it. I am overwhelmed. There's too many things. It's like all coming at once. And a lot of my day-to-day strategies are just like changing things. Like, this is little advice, mm-hmm. but like sometimes a change of some kind can help us reset, like trick our minds and bodies into feeling a little bit rebooted and refreshed. Just changing your little things like your playlist or the room that you're working in, or just like getting dressed. What a novel idea. A scented candle, or reducing your monitors, or changing your notification settings, or going and working out of the house. Like, there's so many things that I play with just to help trick my mind into thinking, all right, I'm starting something new, mm-hmm. and have a renewed focus. So those are helpful, and that's just like day-to-day strategy.
So real quick, do you use the scented candles before you get dressed? So is there a wax situation going on here?
I don't really want to talk about those details.
Yeah. I couldn't resist. I often cannot.
You could resist. Let's be real here. You could resist.
It's hard for me to resist when I see you.
Yeah. Well, okay. What else? What else would you recommend for Leslie?
So, you know, my option three is, and it's true. We get these moments of overwhelm, and I get them often enough. And my fix to that is to break things down into a very manageable task. You know, if you see the big behemoth of a project staring at you, you run the other way. One of those things on a year-to-year basis for myself and for many people are taxes, you know, and the preparation it takes because we haven't taken the time during the year to keep up with things, you know. So it just kind of gets bigger and bigger. Then come the last week of March, we're scrambling. So break things down into a very manageable list of to take the task and just break it down just to make small incremental movements one day, one week, one month at a time, and work backwards if you have to. Say this is the deadline. So we know April 15th is the deadline, and kind of just work backwards. What needs to get done today at a minimum viable task completion idea, like a minimal viable product. In this case, just what's one thing that will help me move forward? Because honestly, from what I've read and what I've studied and what I do, is you'd be surprised. You put in 25 minutes to something, it goes by in a heartbeat.
Right.
And then you take 10 minutes off, do another 25 minutes, and you've done 2 hours with something. It's mm-hmm. it's just chunking it out into something that you can handle. So,
yeah, that's good.
Thanks.
That's good. And this stuff takes practice.
It does.
Leslie is an entrepreneur and running her own business, and people in that position are just have it the hardest because
yep.
you're responsible for your own time.
Right.
You're accountable to know about yourself. And you're also like in this mindset of like open to ideas, changing direction, doing whatever it takes to succeed. There's no one to pass the buck to. There's no one, you know, responsible for success of your business except for you. So
right.
We're often like, very vulnerable to taking on too many things or experimenting with too many ideas. That it happens to all of us, especially I think small business owners.
Yeah, I agree. It's I mean, that last week episode for Kitchen Sink, where I pulled back the curtain and showed day to day, it's a reality check. It's like, wow, how do I stay motivated every day? How do I keep going? You got to show up and do the work. Yes. But it's also okay to take a day, take an hour, take half a day, whatever it is, to kind of reboot and walk away from it and not feel like it's the end of the world. Because we've made a conscious decision to do what we want to do. And you have to then also say, be okay with, some days are going to suck.
Sure.
Simple.
Sure. Here's what I want to touch on, okay, though. I think sometimes it's necessary to let things go. And we've talked about this. We talked about it a little bit in a recent episode, and a little more now, we're alluding to like this feeling of being overwhelmed. And especially as an entrepreneur, taking on too much is a very common, all too common problem. I think this is something to reflect a little bit on how often it's happening. If you're consistently overwhelmed, like not just now and then, which we all feel now and then, even those of us with very like low pressure positions now and then feel overwhelmed. But if you're talking about like weekly or even daily, there might actually be a problem. You might really need to seriously consider more significant change to what you're doing. And this is tough. Adam and I both struggle very seriously with this. And this year I've been really taking stock of the commitments that I have and putting a little more pressure on all of them to really contribute value to my life, or they will be shelved. And like last year I was doing a lot more and I'm trying to reduce it. I helped organize 2 WordCamps. I was the lead for one of them. I've got 2 different WordPress shows. I organize a meetup and attend others. I do a lot of public speaking. I'm a officer of a Toastmasters club. And this year I'm dialing a lot of that back. I'm saying the podcasts, you know, I'm going to get more serious about those. And if I can't get anywhere with these shows, you know, who knows? I might not be able to continue to do them. And the meetups the same way. I've been dialing a little bit back, the speaking dialing back, the WordCamp organization, Toastmasters officer. I'm not going to fulfill that duty for another year. And I think, but all of these things are hard to let go of. And that's like, that's,
do you think it's changed?
Not even all of
it. Do you think it's changed for you because you became a father?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
I mean, it's chapter in life. It's what suits you and what fits people at that moment. I mean, for me, you know, we moved across country. I'm looking for, I mean, I've taken on a lot as well, but you know, I'm a co-organizer of WordCamp Raleigh, speaking still, different stuff and different things, 2 podcasts as well, starting a 3rd. But then again, I'm trying to go do certain things with these properties and these concepts that I'm working on, right? And client work and managing that. But yeah, it's a struggle. It's a balance.
This is like a really hard problem. And I would like to get more questions relating to it. The decision to like let things go that you like. You don't want to let them go, but getting real with yourself and saying some things just I can't handle at this point in my life. Other things are going to suffer. And we can't do everything that we want to do. We've got to choose what is most important, mm-hmm, and really do those well. A lot of our small businesses are going to suffer and not grow and really succeed because we're stretched too thin,
right,
and not giving them the attention that they deserve. And so I would recommend that Leslie reflect on the frequency that this feeling is, that she's experiencing it. And if it's often, if it's like every week or even every day, you might want to consider serious changes. Mm-hmm. We all feel it now and then, every other week or something like that, to get that feeling. That's like, okay, that's totally normal. Too frequent, probably should start reflecting on making a change,
right,
letting go, at least even temporarily, maybe for a season of your life, like let go of some membership that you're in or step down from some volunteer responsibility or just cut something from your life for a season even, and come back to focusing on what matters most, which is, you know, your family and your business.
Right. Well, in my case, the business. and last part of her question was, do we know anybody looking for some extra work? I do know somebody looking for extra work. Should I say the name here? And because they both listen to the show. So yeah, I'll say, so Stephen Harvey would be okay. A good WordPress savvy assistant that could use some extra work. So reach out to me, Leslie, and or Stephen Harvey, and I'll connect the two of you.
Very cool. Right. Yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we're here to help people.
Right. All right. Question number two. You want to ask this one?
Sure. All right, Adam. This comes to us from Rich Tabor. Hey. He asks, how do you personally see Gutenberg impacting the WordPress theme economy?
Hey. What's Gutenberg?
Okay, let's set the stage okay. here. You see, back in 2003, there was this program called B2 Cafe Lock. Okay. And a couple of dudes, all right? So one guy from Texas and one from the UK.
UK, mate.
They started, all right, mate. Yeah, yeah. No.
Hello?
No. Different UK, I guess. Sure. Yeah, so they forked. Now, that's a technical term. Ooh. They forked B2 Cafe Log.
Okay.
And they made this new blogging platform. And eventually, it got dubbed WordPress. All right? And so... That's chapter one. We got this is the long version of the story. So after that, they started developing, and then a lot of stuff happened. And then in 2016, we fast forward a bunch of years. There was some thing where people were all like, "Oh, the editor is not good enough. We got to do like, are you following
I'm
me?"
With you.
And then
yeah. Okay, now here we are.
And then there was like this. With Gutenberg, and they started making it, and then it's like it's almost done, and then it's like here we are, where nobody knows.
Right. So
that was crystal clear.
Okay, it's crystal clear. So thank you for that. And my answer is, do I personally see it impacting the theme economy? No. Next question.
Okay, next question after that. Thank you for the good one from Rich.
I'm kidding. I have more.
Oh.
We've answered this question a couple of ways, and as far as the plugin community or the theme community and overall the economy of the marketplaces, plural. Yeah. So Gutenberg is an editor, but you're still going to need a style sheet to make the content look the way you want, especially if you're looking at if you want to look the same in the back end. There's going to be more opportunities or different opportunities for people to still help and provide value to clients. Will it actually impact the theme economy? Probably. I'm not a theme developer. I am, I use Beaver Builder. I've used to use another page builder, and there's Divi out there, the big ones, right? Divi, Genesis, Beaver Builder, etc. But is it going to change things? Yes. For the better, for the worse? Maybe.
Right.
You're not a theme developer either. You're more of a plugin developer. So, do you have a brief take on this?
Totes, man. I think how Gutenberg will affect the theme economy. It's definitely going to inspire some theme names. Maybe we'll see the names of themes like Gutthemberg or Gutthemer or Themenberg or Gutentheme or Gutenfi. Yeah, likely. Do you think that will happen?
Beaverberg?
Maybe. Yeah, anything with a berg or a guten prefix.
Maybe a gluten?
Yeah. There's actually been a lot of jokes about that already.
For the food bloggers?
Yeah. Yeah, Glutenberg for the food bloggers. That's pretty funny. Yeah, it will be, here's my prediction. All right. Brace yourself. It will be shaky at first. When Gutenberg goes out, this summer we're expecting, we'll see a variety of things. Some themes maybe handling it poorly and people getting mad at them or Core or Matt or whatever. But gradually it's going to stabilize as we discover what really works, and we'll see a new level, an unprecedented level of standardization across the theme industry, which is probably a net win for the whole WordPress economy, because themes have been kind of like the weird wild west for the longest time. But if we look at, here's a good example, the customizer. Customizer was introduced in WordPress some years ago, but at a certain point, it was kind of subtly and then not so subtly enforced that theme options and settings go in the customizer. None of this like create your own settings page in the admin which was the standard before that. You would, if you want to configure how your theme works, you go to whatever they decided to make in the admin. And it could be a simple settings page, or it could be just like this elaborate many, many pages and tabs of all the settings for configuring your theme. But it's been a strong push to get all those settings always into the customizer so that there's uniformity. What somebody switching between themes is not experiencing something drastically different. So we saw standardization in that way. I think Gutenberg will have a very similar, not exactly the same way, but a similar impact on themes, that we'll see some more standardization, that the user experience from one theme to the next will be more similar than it is now.
And, that, and that's,
you don't know what you're going to get when you switch themes.
That's part of the, that's one of the goals of Gutenberg, is to have the, experience to be similar, so it's not so jarring for new people.
Right. The look and feel, it should be totally unique in yours. Right. The visual of your website, but your experience in managing it should be fairly consistent and similar between different themes. And we're going to be stepping in a big way in that direction with the introduction of Gutenberg. It's going to be a lot less of this disparate experience system that we have now. And that's nice. This themes have like historically done a lot, and it's been a little problematic, and it's been going on for probably too long. They're really meant to be visual skins, but have come packaged with all this functionality. And with this change, they're going to be pushed a little more towards what they're meant to do. And the line between theme and plugin will become slightly more clear. I know you've taught a lot of people, just like I have, and organized a meetup and WordCamp for many years. And I know that you've encountered what I have, which is confusion from users about the line between theme and plugin. You and I even did a WordPress battle about themes versus plugins once, where we really tried to highlight
the pros and cons
difference between a theme and plugin, and what the responsibilities for each are, because in WordPress, more than many other platforms, the line is really fuzzy. Because a lot of themes do probably too much. A lot of themes do plugin stuff.
Right.
This is going to be a push. Gutenberg will help kind of like clear that a little bit. So themes kind of do less. They do less things that plugins
should do. Honestly, the page builder themes, the Divi and, well, Divi to start with, was initially a plugin that worked with other themes. So it was a page builder, right? But then they came out with the theme itself that worked with their own plugin to help do page building, because it had a little bit more control. Same thing with Beaver Builder. Beaver Builder was a plugin, or is a plugin, technically, is a page builder. It has its own, but it has a Beaver Builder theme to go with it. It now has Beaver Themer to go with it. So there's these layers of extrapolation of how the interactions work. It's very gray matter-esque.
Yeah. I think that in the short version of this is that we're going to see more standardization, and we're going to see themes gradually doing a little bit less of the functionality and more focusing on just providing a really fantastic visual experience on the front end.
Yeah.
And, you know, using Gutenberg more directly. I don't think it's going to happen very suddenly. I think it's going to gradually move in that direction, because the people doing that are going to be the ones providing the best experience. It'll grow in popularity.
Right. Yeah, good question. We'll see what happens. Version 5.0 is when Gutenberg is supposed to ship with Core. So.
Right. Thanks for the question, Rick.
Rich. All right. So last section, with no question. We're going back to a segment. We got a lot of good feedback on when we did the unordered lists. I wanted to bring it back sooner than later. So we're going to do an unordered list. You want to go first?
Maybe we should make up a theme song for unordered lists.
Should I get the harmonica?
I don't know, man. Yeah. Like we should just do a live, like an original bumper. All right. I don't know if that's the right chord. Maybe this one?
Gotta go get it. Here we go. It's over here.
All right, what key are you in?
C.
Okay. Unordered list.
Okay, this is dying on the vine.
right. That's pretty good. We should save that.
We'll I can remix that. Give it a little.
All right. Yeah. I like making up impromptu bumpers for our segments. Let's refresh our listeners on the rules for unordered lists. We're going to take turns. One of us is going to suggest a topic to the other, and the other has
30 seconds.
How much time?
Which we don't have a sound effect this time because we're using this new system, but we'll just do it on a timer.
Sure. So you have 30 seconds to list as many items in that topic as you can. And they have to all be accurate, and the other person is going to keep track of the numbers. Ooh,
okay. It's going to be very confusing to do this.
Right, so we're going to try. Last time we did this, I threw at you WordPress agencies.
And I threw at you core contributors.
And you threw core contributors. Okay, and it was super frustrating. But okay, please don't make it too hard. I'll be embarrassed.
I'm going to start with you. I'm going to give you the first one. All right. Actually, let me do this. Let me get my timer to do this way. Let me do 30 seconds so it counts down. So that way it'll beep, and I'll just know. That way I can keep track of the number you hit, and the timer is on its own, right? Okay, here we go.
All right.
All right. So we're going to go with, let's see. Ooh, that's too easy for you. That's
Give me that one. Give me that one.
Okay, ready? Parts in a car engine. Ready? Go.
You jerk. All right. Carburetor. Let's see. Hoses. Radiator. Head gasket. Flux capacitor. Battery. Cables. Let's see. What else is in there? That. There's fuses and valves. Let's see. Filter. There's a filter or two or five. I don't know. There's belts. A bunch of belts.
That's it.
Time's up. Pistons.
You hit 12. You hit 12. That's awesome. Okay. That's awesome. All right. I will. I can keep time on myself, but you keep track of the number.
Okay. I'm going to be keeping your score. You ready for your topic?
No.
Okay. What do you got? All right. Your topic is the names of WordCamp speakers that you have personally sat through sessions for.
Okay. Yes.
Ready?
Dustin Hartzler, Kyle Maurer, Chris Lemma, Kareem Maruki, Cody Landenfield, Carrie Maruki. Oh my gosh, what's her name? Andrea Rennick, Jen Hooks. This sucks. I cannot think of all. Steve Bennett, Adam Warner. That's all I got. Time's up.
You got 10.
I couldn't think of Michelle Schull for the bonus. Oh. All right,
or maybe Matt Mullenweg. I don't know.
Does Steve the Word count? All right,
yeah,
all right. That was awesome. That was painful. That was tough.
That's a tough one.
All right. That was awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Wrap us up. Take us out.
All right. Dearest listener, we are here for you. Our purpose is imparting knowledge. That's true. There's only one thing that you need to do. For Pete's sake, could you leave a review? Oh, and while you're at it, send questions our way. Literally any topics, okay? We'll tirelessly toil till the end of the day to give you advice for which you needn't pay. So send your questions to our email, questions@getoptionspodcast.com. Go to getoptionspodcast.com, fill out our contact form and dump questions on us. Everything that's on your mind, maybe not even questions, maybe just topics. Say, talk about this and tell me what you feel about it. We'll happily do it. Happily do it. Lots of topics that we enjoy. Or you can leave us a voicemail and we'll play your beautiful musical voice. On a future episode of this show, there's a SpeakPipe feature on our website.
You Adam? Can find Kyle at Mr. Kyle Maurer on Twitter. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver, and we are over at @get_options. And I love the Dr. Seuss rhyme, Mr. Kyle Maurer. That was awesome. Yeah.
Aw, you keep telling me in not so subtle ways that I should maybe sing less.
No, not at all. I just say that's the end of the show, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.